Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and quite often we're talking about beauty techniques between the two of us, Carly.
Yes.
You're going, Alan, how do you get that, you know, that glow to your skin? And I go, it's sunburn.
It's how we bond, really, when the songs are playing. And Alan, let me tell you, I am obsessed with TikTok at the moment, and I'm also obsessed with getting a lot of my skincare tips from TikTok.
Like, at the moment. It's been a long moment, Carly.
Yeah. Basically, if it's on TikTok, I've tried it.
Yep. Okay. And which is why today we're going to be chatting to a consultant dermatologist, Dr. Leona Yip. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for being with us, because we're going to debunk a few of these TikTok methods of beauty treatments. So basically, Dr. Leona, what I'm hoping we can do is we're going to throw some at you and you tell us whether they work, they don't work, or God, we shouldn't be doing anything like that to our faces. So to kick it off, there's a term called slugging, which is basically smothering your face in Vaseline overnight. Is this a thing that's going to help you to look beautiful?
So the concept of slugging is actually using an occlusive product like petroleum jelly, which most people know as Vaseline, to create this layer of greasy film to trap and lock in skin moisture. But before we can trap and lock in skin moisture, we first need to hydrate our skin. So we do need to apply a layer of a hydrating moisturizer or serum first, because Vaseline itself does not actually replace water or skin oil.
So not suitable for everyone. So I'll say that's a win, right?
That's a win.
That's a win. All right, next one, Carly.
Well, speaking of Vaseline, I saw this on TikTok and I've started doing it, and that is using Vaseline as under eye cream.
Yeah, so that's like a localized slugging practice, I suppose. So again, Vaseline can help trap moisture, but it's not going to replace your eye creams, because Vaseline is not going to stimulate collagen production. It's not going to help your discoloration or your fine lines and wrinkles. So yes, it can help to trap moisture, but again, using a hydrating serum or moisturizer first is important underneath that.
I'm going to give that a little bit of an
Yeah,
a little bit, All right, what about, I've seen these things around, jade rollers. So they kind of look like almost like paintbrushes, the rolly ones, but they've got the jade on them. What about these things? Because they seem a little bit like a scam to me.
The concept is it can help with circulation and lymphatic drainage. So it can help to reduce skin inflammation and swelling. But I know on TikTok, some people say it can help to improve skin cell turnover.
Yeah.
So it can help to remove dead skin. But really, I wouldn't rely on that. The much better way is to use a chemical exfoliant. Active ingredients like alpha hydroxy acids or AHAs, which are glycolic acid and lactic acid, which also gives you more benefit, like helping to improve fine lines, wrinkles, skin discoloration and complexion.
Okay, so we're going to no for that one then, or yes?
No.
Yeah, okay, this is one that I have fully subscribed to, and I've started doing this every day, and I swear I have seen a difference in my skin.
Let's find out.
We're going to find out. And what I do is I freeze a cucumber. Every day I take the frozen cucumber and kind of like using a jade roller, I kind of put it all over my skin.
What the hell?
I actually quite like the idea of a frozen cucumber, purely because of the icing effect that can help to reduce skin redness and puffiness. But, you know, there's this thing on TikTok where, oh, cucumbers have a high water content, so it can help with skin hydration. But we actually don't know how much of that water gets transferred into the skin. And also these claims that, you know, vitamin C in cucumbers can be used to replace high-quality vitamin C antioxidant serums, that's definitely not true. We go back to basics. We know the science, we know skin biology, and we know the skincare formulation science. Vitamin C serums actually have to be formulated to be quite acidic for it to be able to be absorbed by the skin. But cucumbers are quite alkaline, so it's very unlikely that if you're relying on vitamin C and cucumbers to help you, that's just not going to work. So it's a no for me.
All right. Well, I wanna... I'm so disappointed.
And now Carly can finally stop doing it in the office.
Well, I want to finish on this.
It does feel nice, though. It is refreshing.
Oh, and it feel
it actually does feel nice. Well, I want to finish on this one. This is a huge trend going around TikTok at the moment. Now, it's called oil cleansing. So basically, if you cleanse your face with certain face oils for like 20 minutes or longer, the blackheads seem to kind of seep out of your pores and it cleanses them.
Okay.
So this is based on the concept that oils attract oils. So if you use an oil cleanser, it can lift and remove trapped skin oils and oil-soluble keratin debris in your pores. It can have moisturizing benefits, especially for people with really dry skin, but again, not suitable for everyone, especially if you've got greasy skin, acne-prone skin. And, you know, if you're thinking, look, I can actually make up my own oil cleanser, mixing a teaspoon of olive oil and a teaspoon of tea tree oil at home, it does not work the same as an oil cleanser. So do not do that.
There you go. So a big fat no for that one as
well. Everything I know is a lie. I am questioning life as we know it.
Yes, everything on TikTok's not 100% true, unfortunately.
Well, this is confronting for Carly. She's going to need a minute. Dr. Leone Yip.
I'm so sorry I caught your day.
No, you're saving a life, really. You're a hero. Dr. Leone Yip, an absolute pleasure. Thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.